Light of the Bhagavat by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Verse number 1. The arrival of clouds, accompanied by thunder and flashes of lightning all over the sky, provides a picture of life-giving hope. Covered by deep bluish clouds, the sky appears artificially dressed. The thunder and lightning within the clouds are signs of hope for a new way of life. The serene sky, limitlessly expansive, is compared to the absolute truth. The living entities are truths manifested in relation with the modes of material nature. The deep bluish cloud covers only an insignificant portion of the limitless sky, and this fractional covering is compared to the quality of ignorance or forgetfulness of the real nature of the living being. A living entity is as pure as the limitless sky. He or she becomes covered by the cloud of forgetfulness, however, in one's tendency for enjoying the material world. And because of this quality, which is known as tamas or ignorance, one considers oneself different from the absolute whole and forgets his or her purity, which is like that of the clear sky. This forgetfulness gives rise to separatism in false ego. Thus, the forgetful living entities, both individually and collectively, make sounds like thundering clouds. I am this. It is ours. It is mine. And so, this mood of false separatism is called the quality of Rajas, and it gives rise to a creative force for separate lordship over the mode of Tamas. The flash of lightning is the only beam of hope which can lead one to the path of knowledge, and therefore it is compared to the mode of Sattva or goodness. The limitless sky, or the all-pervading absolute truth, Brahman, is non-different from the covered portion of the sky, but simultaneously, the whole sky is different from the fractional portion that is liable to be covered by the dark cloud. The cloud, accompanied by thunder and lightning, cannot possibly cover the limitless sky, and therefore, the absolute truth, which is compared to the whole sky, is simultaneously one with the manifested living being and different at the same time. The living being is only a sample of the absolute truth and is prone to be covered by the circumstantial cloud of ignorance. There are two parties of philosophers, generally known as the monists and the dualist. The monist believes in the oneness of the absolute truth and the living entity, but the dualist believes in the separate identities of the living being and the absolute truth. And above these two classes of philosophers is the philosophy of Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, or the truth of simultaneous oneness and difference. This philosophy was propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his explanation of the Vedanta Sutras. The Vedanta is the medium of philosophical interpretations, and thus the Vedanta cannot be the absolute property of any particular class of philosopher. A sincere seeker of the absolute truth is called a Vedantist. The word Veda means knowledge. Any department of knowledge is called a part of the Vedic knowledge. And Vedanta means the ultimate conclusion of all branches of knowledge. As philosophy is called the science of all sciences, Vedanta is the ultimate philosophy of all philosophical speculations.
Well, you've got desires, but they're never satisfied. While your senses burn like fire, and you've got nowhere to hide. So don't play with Maya, 'cause you're playing with fire. No, don't play with Maya, 'cause you're playing with fire.